Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome back to Bearcat Arena, game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team taking the floor with a 4-4 record. They face the Pittsburgh State Gorillas tonight. They come in at 3-3. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, when you look at these two teams, both at the 500 mark on their season, probably two of the best 500 record teams you're going to see in the MIAA right now.
Yeah, you know, with teams changing their approach at playing better competition, that's more likely to happen. You know, even against the tougher teams, Northwest has a couple of disappointing losses in there, but, you know, teams aren't afraid to suffer a few losses in the non-conference if they're playing that great schedule and getting better in those losses.
And the first of a couple in a row at Bearcat Arena in MIAA play. Emporia State comes to town on Saturday evening. Here again, it's Pittsburgh State. We'll be back and have more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Pittsburgh State in the men's portion of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Earlier tonight, it was the Pittsburgh State women with a 57-55 win over Northwest. Matt, when you look at this Pittsburgh State team, one player really stands out. He's a transfer into the program out of the University of Oregon. Devon Branch is making his presence felt, even after missing three games with a knee injury, averaging just about 24 points a game.
Yeah, and the one thing that you're going to notice right away with him is his aggressiveness. You know, he just gets the ball and he gets up the floor and he goes to the basket. He doesn't waste any time, doesn't waste any energy, and that's what's been most impressive about him so far is just his aggressive play on the offensive end and his ability to get to the rim.
And we'll hear more about him during our pregame interview with Ben McCollum, the head coach of the Bearcats. That's coming up next as the Bearcat pregame show sponsored by Hy-Vee continues right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Retired Northwest Missouri State Band Director Al Sergel received the Distinguished Faculty Emeritus Award. Sergel says the award means a lot to him.
I'm just a guy that thinks he does his job and does it his very best every day and doesn't look for a lot more beyond that. So this is just really a great joy for me, and my relationship and the time that I spent in Maryville was great, and the especially the time there in the university as a professor, was fantastic. So it's just really a great joy for me to be able to come and receive this award.
Sorgel retired from Northwest in 2004 after 23 years as director of bands on the Maryville campus and 37 years teaching overall. He came out of retirement last year to return to Northwest to direct the Bearcat Marching Band. Sorgel says he enjoyed having the opportunity to lead the band one more time.
It was a really easy transition. There's some great kids there, and certainly people in the athletic department and music department and upper administration were very supportive of helping me in any way I could to survive the semester and make sure the kids did a good job, and they felt good about it, so that this year there'd be a band there for someone to be able to take over. So it wasn't a tough decision for me. I think that statement, once you're a Bearcat, you're always a Bearcat, has a lot of meaning to it.
Sorgel currently lives in Kansas City. Others honored include Dr. Al Kay, who received the Distinguished Alumni Award, Dr. Aaron Johnson, the Distinguished Faculty Award, Cindy Pickerel, the Honorary Alumni Award, Dr. Wayne Wolsey, the Turret Service Award, and Keaton Guess, the Young Alumni Award.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Pregame Show. We're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, before the conference opener tonight with Pittsburgh State. And, Ben, again, a big matchup tonight with Pitt State as you open up MIAA play, as the MIAA season again opens up pretty early in the year.
Yeah, you know, Pitt State's coming off of a good weekend where they beat Eastern New Mexico, competed well with West Texas. You know, they're playing well. They've got one of the better players in the conference, and they surround them with a bunch of shooters. So it's going to be a tough contest, as always, against Pitt State.
Now, both teams coming in with 500 records, Northwest at 4-4, Pitt at 3-3 coming into tonight. And I think a case can be made that both of these teams much better than what the record indicates at this point in the season.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to think so. I know we've played really well. I'm not sure how they feel, but up to this point, I feel like we've competed in every game, if not outplayed the other team, for 35 to 37 minutes of every game, and then obviously have some issues closing. But I think we've addressed those. I think we've fixed them in practice. I think we're going to be better. I'll be a better coach, obviously, too, and hopefully we'll come out of here with a win.
What are some of the biggest things you try to work on to ensure that a team puts together a full 40 minutes out there?
Well, I think our biggest thing is just staying positive. We continue to compete. It's not like we're not playing hard. It's not like we're getting content. It's that we're trying to protect things, and especially the lead. And we've got to make sure that we don't do that anymore, that, hey, we're building on this lead. We're continuing to bury the team that we have down. And if we're fortunate enough to get a lead, we need to make sure that we learn from our past mistakes.
And what are some of the keys when you look at the way Northwest matches up with Pittsburgh State tonight?
We've got to get back in transition. They play pretty fast, faster than they've ever played. After that, you've got to make sure you find their shooters, and then you got a defensive rebound. It's kind of the same recipe that it was last year, and it's a pretty traditional Pitt team that we're facing and just need to execute.
I know it's early in the season, but you look at this weekend with a home game here tonight with Pitt State. Emporia comes to town on Saturday. A very important swing here as far as the conference race goes.
Absolutely. Early season, especially at home, you get the first game at home against Pitt State. You couldn't ask for a better team to play. It's going to be a battle. You know, they're going to be physical. We're going to be physical, and you know, we'll see who can come out of here with a win.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll have much more coming up on the Bearcat Pregame Show, sponsored by Hy-Vee, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
The annual Yuletide Feast will take place this Friday and Saturday night. The event begins at 6:30 in the J.W. Jones Student Union Ballroom on the Northwest Campus. Guests will celebrate and rediscover Christmas through the evening's programs and festivities highly stylized after Old England. The menu, performances, and decorations are reminiscent of 16th century Tudor England. Associate Professor of Music Dr. Brian Lanier says this is the 40th year for the Yuletide Feast and says it might be a record.
That's just a long time to sustain a program like this. It's an amazing time. It's a beautiful event. Of course, we are dressed in 16th century costumes, and we transform the ballroom over in the student center to look like the inside of a castle or a big dining feast, a big dining hall.
Lanier says many groups will perform at the Yuletide Feast.
The Madrilleers will sing great music. We have the brass quintet that plays. We have a recorder consort that accompanies as well. And in the past few years, we've had some students from the theater department come over and present a play each year. Dr. Joe Kreitzinger has written a play each year, kind of a takeoff, kind of those of us that recall the fractured fairy tale cartoons, kind of like that. And it's just a wonderful opportunity for families to get together. And a lot of folks say it's just, you know, kind of starts our holiday season doing the Yuletide Feast.
Lanier says money raised will go to tours and recruiting events.
Past 3 years, we've taken a tour down through the states, down toward Florida, and we've performed at Disney down there and sung at some schools along the way, some churches along the way, and this helps us to recruit students for Northwest and for our choral program.
Again, the 40th annual Yuletide Feast begins 6:30 Friday and Saturday night in the J.W. Jones Student Union Ballroom on the Northwest Missouri State University campus.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State just a few minutes away from tip-off time. The Bearcats coming in 4-4. The Gorillas at 3-3. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. So we check the lineups for tonight. First of all, for Northwest Missouri State, their lineup should look like this. Sean Cooper at the guard spot, a 5'8 senior out of St. Louis, Missouri, coming in averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also, Bryson Williams, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 10 points and 3 boards a contest. One of the forward spots, Connor Kirker, a 6'2 sophomore out of Overland Park, Kansas, averaging nearly 11 points and 4 rebounds a game. And inside, Kyle Slake, a 6'10 senior out of Perth, Nebraska, averaging 2 points and 3 rebounds a game. And Dylan Starzl inside, a 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri, averaging almost 18 points and 6 boards a contest. And for Pittsburgh State, they'll be starting a 3-guard, a 2-forward lineup. And one of the guard spots, Jake Bullard, a 6'5 sophomore out of Cleora, Oklahoma, is averaging 17 points and 5 rebounds. Devon Branch, the 6'6 junior transfer out of Aberdeen in Maryland, again a transfer from the University of Oregon, scored 20 to open up the season against Newman, hurt his knee and then missed the next 3 games, but then this past weekend competing down in Canyon, Texas at the Holiday Classic hosted by West Texas A&M. He had 27 points in their win over Eastern New Mexico and followed that up with 24 against the host school in West Texas A&M. He's averaging 24 points and 5 rebounds a game. Sam Pugh at another guard spot, a 6-foot junior out of Branson, Missouri, averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds a game. Inside, Alex Williams, a 6'7 junior out of Salina, Kansas, and a transfer from Cloud County Community College. That's where head coach Kevin Muff coached before coming to Pittsburgh State. He's averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. Also at a forward is Trevor Gregory, a 6'7 freshman out of Lee Summit, Missouri, averaging 6 points and four rebounds a contest. That's the way the lineups look, Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State tonight. Don't forget, coming up on Saturday, it's a triple header along the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll start things off with the Bearcat football matchup with St. Cloud State. That will be a noon kickoff. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 11 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Ivy. And then on Saturday evening, a doubleheader right back here at Bearcat Arena as Northwest will host Emporia State. The women's game will get underway at 5:30 and the men at 7:30. Activities get underway with our pregame at 5:10 on Saturday evening. So a lot coming up on the Bearcat Radio Network on Saturday. So just keep your dial tuned to your radio, your Bearcat Radio Network station, and follow the Bearcats all along through this evening as well as this weekend. We'll be back and get ready for the tip-off, Northwest and Pittsburgh State, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Toying at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at maryvillemo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The national anthem performed by the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Pep Band. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and we're just a few moments away from tip-off. Northwest and at Pittsburgh State in the men's portion of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt, Northwest women coming off a heartbreaking loss to Pittsburgh State, 57-55. Had a couple of opportunities to score off of an inbound with about 6 seconds left, but just couldn't quite get the play they needed, but still a heck of an effort by the Northwest women tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there was a close game throughout. Neither team led by double digits. The biggest for Pitt was 9. The biggest lead for Northwest in the game was 7 at any given point. And, you know, they had to weather some storms. They did, able to come back, regain a lead after getting down by 9, that sort of thing. But, you know what? One of the things that I'm sure they'll take away from tonight's game is just finishing. You know, there when in a situation like that, you can't practice that sort of a situation. So one of those things where hopefully, even in a loss, they're able to do something that to make them better as a team as the year goes on.
When you talk about finishing, that's kind of a similar thing that the Northwest men are looking for tonight. And they're coming in 4-4. They've played very well against some of the top teams in the nation, coming up short with a loss to Midwestern State when they opened up the year. This past weekend, they played the defending national champions in Drury, built a 15-point lead in the second half, only to lose that one by two. They lost a very close game to Truman State when they were up as well in the second half against the Bulldogs. So, again, that's kind of the theme for tonight's game for Coach Ben McCollum, is to play a full 40 minutes and finish what you started in this game.
Yeah, really, when you look at their losses, the Southwest Minnesota loss is the only one where it wasn't one of those games like they gave it away at the end, you know, where you talk about those other three games. Having second half leads in those games, you know, if you're going to be a top team in the nation, you got to be able to hold on to those leads. And, you know, that can be a tough thing to figure out. And really, most of that is going to be mental for the guys that are out on the floor, because obviously, you know, they've got the ability to build up to a lead like that. They can play with those teams out on the floor. Just got to make sure that you're focused mentally for the entire 40 minutes.
We talked earlier about Devon Branch and what he brings to this Pittsburgh State team. I think from Northwest standpoint, they feel that they have a little bit of advantage inside. If they can keep pounding the ball inside tonight against Pitt State, that some good things can happen.
Yeah, Pitt always has good athletes, but it seems like they've got great athletes inside year in and year out. They're not as strong athletically inside as they have been in years. Now, they're trying to make up for that, obviously, out on the perimeter with their guard play, but they aren't as strong inside as they have been in recent years.
Northwest wearing their gray uniforms with the white numerals and green trim and the gray shoes face a Pittsburgh State team, and they're trailing red uniforms trimmed in the yellow with the white numerals. Dylan Starz will jump center against Alex Williams, and Northwest will control the tip as they go from our left to our right in this first half. Cooper into the front court off the right side, looking man-to-man defense out of the Gorillas. Williams at the top of the key, back to Cooper on the right wing, trying to look inside, nothing there. Now back left side, they find Kirker out between the circles. Cooper right side on the wing, they get it to Williams, who's trapped, brings slow post right side for Starzl, kicks it out top of the key. Cooper, long three on the way, good! Good start to this game for the Bearcats as Cooper drains the long bomb, and it's a 3-0 Bearcat lead over Pittsburgh State. Out front left side, Jake Fuller goes into the left corner, and it's past Williams. They kick it low right side, trying to find Gregory. Kicks into the right corner, with it is Pugh. Out between the circles for Branch, the transfer from the University of Oregon. Into the left corner for Bullard, wants the three. It's off the lip of the rim, the rebound tip, low right side. The put back on the glass won't go inside by Gregory. Fight for the board, and it's controlled by Northwest. Williams to Cooper, down the left sideline to the left wing. Between the circles, Slake looks right side, Kirker on the wing. Kirker, low post right for Starzl. Pivot, spins left into lane with a fadeaway. Short, but a foul. And this will get Starzl to the free throw line. So he draws the foul on Trevor Gregory. That is Gregory's first. And this will get Dylan Starzl to the free throw line. A 74% shooter at the line this year. He's been there a bit. 34 of a 46 as he steps up. Starzl's free throw is good. Nothing but net. Northwest in front, 4-0.
As we look down this way, it's good to see the Teaks back in action for the Cats this year.
They have a lot of fun at the game. Second free throw good as well. And, of course, so what a lot of the athletic department people hope is that it will be contagious and other groups will come out and cheer just like the Teaks at the Bearcat basketball games. Out front, left side, Alex Williams goes between the circles for Devon Branch. On the left wing, Fuller, guarded by Kirker. Lots of pass out top of the key, Williams. They swing it into the right corner. Branch fakes left, now backs out, wants the three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped by Kirker, and it's picked up by Starzl for Northwest. Alec Cooper across the timeline to the top of the key. Pulls up, finds Starzl trailing on the play. Left side, Williams. Cross court right side for Kirker. On the right wing, Cooper. Left-handed double to the free throw line through the lane. Kicks it back left side. Open on the wing, Williams. The three off the front of the rim. And the rebound at the free throw line goes to Branch. He averages about five boards a game. Through the lane to the bucket on the left side with the right-handed layup. Won't go. A bump on the floor and a foul coming up on Northwest, which will negate the layup.
One thing you'll see Northwest do tonight, knowing that Branch likes to get down the floor, get the basketball in transition, is get back quickly defensively, releasing at least one guard right on the shot.
Inbound goes left side for Branch in the corner. On the left wing for Bullard. Bullard out between the circles. As Northwest has a 5-0 lead. They go with the trap out near the timeline. At the top of the key, they get it for Gregory. Now left side, Branch drives the baseline. Underneath the bucket, reverse layup. Won't go. Heck of an athletic move, but Northwest will get the rebound. Williams down that left sideline into the front court to the left wing. Out front, Cooper. Right side, Slake. Slake on the right wing, Kirker. And the Cats up 5-5. Left side, Cooper on the wing. Cooper fakes right, goes left to the baseline. Underneath the bucket, finds in the right corner. Kirker open to left-handed three. Nothing but net. Connor Kirker from the right corner gives Northwest an 8-0 lead to start this game. 17:30 left in the first half. Into the front court, Bullard. Between the circles, Williams. Right side pass for Pugh. Now to Brantz, left-handed dribble through the lane. The runner on the right side is up, missed too hard in the rebound to Northwest and Williams. Alec goes to Kirker on the right wing to the free throw line, into the lane, bounce pass low right for Starzl. Kicks it back left side for Williams, left wing Cooper. One dribble goes cross court right for Williams, into the right corner Kirker, low post right for Starzl, out top of the key. Williams another three, it's too hard, and the rebound left side pulled away by Pugh for the Gorillas. Cross midcourt off the right side to the right wing. Left-handed dribble, pulls up, lobs the pass right side on the wing for Williams. Out a few, or rather that is Branch out front, left side pass Bullard. Bullard with the dribble, calls out the play from that point position, being chased by Kirker. Left side pass Williams, 15 on the shot clock. Out a few out front, chased by Starzl. Right side Branch, cross court, left side pass, goes right past Alex Williams, who wasn't expecting it. It goes out of bounds, the turnover give Northwest the ball.
Yeah, he wasn't expecting that pass. He was in the jump ball circle, too, and the ball went up, and he wasn't ready to go for it. So just seems like he's not quite ready tonight.
Got a break in the action. Northwest Missouri State up 8-0 as they lead at Pittsburgh State 16-32 left. We'll keep it right here. And, Matt, a good start to this game for the Cats.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you get out to an early lead like this and you get Pittsburgh State reeling a little bit. You see them make mistakes like we just saw in the last trip down the floor, partly because they are reeling. They're thinking, what do we got to do to turn this around? They're thinking more about that than just the game plan and playing it the way they need to play. So that's what one of the benefits about not only being at home in front of a good crowd, but getting out to an early lead like this.
Really like the way Northwest is running their offense early, too.
Yeah, absolutely. They're being patient. It's a be quick but don't hurry type of offense. They're being very patient, but keeping the basketball on the move, getting some good open looks.
Williams and Slate go to the sideline during this timeout. Into the ball game for the Cats is Kozad and also Matt Wallace out there. And on the point duties for the Cats, Cooper. He'll take it across the timeline between the circles. Dribbles right side. Popping out at the free throw line is Wallace. Bounce pass in the lane for Kozad. Spins left side up with a left-handed push shot. Good. Grant Kozad knocks down his first bucket of the game. He comes in averaging 11 points off the bench, and Northwest out to a 10-0 start. Right side Gustafson, the baseline, drives up with a shot off the glass and good. Driving is Josiah Gustafson, who checked in during the timeout for Pitt State. 6'6 freshman out of Omaha gives the Gorillas their first point of the game. Again, Northwest opening up a 10-0 lead to start this one. Now a 10-2 ball game. Bounce pass from Wallace. Low right for Starzl. Spins in the lane. Low left-handed hook. Rims around and out. And the rebound Bullard for the Gorillas. Across the timeline. Through the lane. Drives. Puts up the jumper. High bounce off the rim. Rattles out. Rebound tipped. And it goes to Wallace for the Cats. And Northwest up by 8. Accelerating through the lane. Cooper to the bucket. Left side. Lays it up. Misses the shot. And the rebound in the lane. Controlled by Williams for Pittsburgh State. Gives it to Pugh. Pugh into the front court. Bullard right wing. Dribbling on Wallace out front. Through the lane. Down the lane. Left side. Fadeaway jumper. Rims out. And rebound. Kirker for the Cats. Northwest doing a good job on the defensive boards. 10-2. Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper into the front court. Now to Starzl. Left wing for Wallace. Low left side for Kozad. Kozad turns. Faces the bucket. Dribbles with the right hand. Spins in the lane. Tries to go off with a shot. Blocked. And we've got a foul coming up on Pittsburgh State. This will go on Alex Williams, his first, team second.
I'll tell you what, we're seeing a lot more contact let go in the early part of this game than what we've seen so far this year.
Grant Kozad will go to the free throw line, 6'8 junior out of Kearney, one of three players from Kearney, Missouri on this team. He'll step up, shooting two. And Grant, a 90% shooter at the line this season, first one up the front of the rim.
I think coaches are starting to get frustrated because with that rule change, I don't think we've seen the consistency in the way it's been called so far this year.
Starzl to the bench and into the ballgame, Zach Snyder. Yeah, it's really tough. You have to kind of go through the first 5 minutes or so of a game, the teams do, to kind of figure out exactly how the game's going to be called, and they have to adjust their style to that. Kozad hits the second free throw. Now an 11-2 Northwest Missouri State lead over Pittsburgh State. Out front, between the circles, Carol Eady, you checked in. Now to Pugh. Pugh works off a pick, guarded by Cooper. Right side is Gustafson. Chased by Schneider. Off the right wing for Edie. Going low right side. Up with a shot off glass. Too hard. Taken by Alex Williams. Rebound chased, and it's out top of the key with it. They go from Gustafson. Spinning low right side. Williams off the glass with the right hand. Knocks it down over Schneider. Alex Williams with his first bucket of the game. 11-4, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper walks it across the timeline. Chase, the top of the key. Back pedals. Looks left side for Wallace. Wallace back to Cooper left. And looking at the Gorillas man-to-man defense, gets a pick by Hozad. Left side is Wallace. Out front, Cooper. Cooper accelerates through the lane. Left corner for Wallace. Drives the baseline. Into the right corner by Schneider. Wants the three. Off the back of the rim. And the rebound chased as players go flying. And it's a whistle and a foul coming up here. And this one to go on in Northwest. And that one will go on the Bearcats. Their second team foul of this game. Getting called for the foul, Grant Cozad. That is his first. Breaking the action, 14:05 left in the first half. Northwest 11, Pittsburgh State 4. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Good crowd on hand for tonight's opening MIAA game of the year. Northwest men in front of Pittsburgh State 11-4, 14:05 left in at the first half. Girls with it from our right to our left following the timeout. Pugh into the front court, out of a half court trap. Lots of right side for Gustafson. Now to Branch in the left corner, drives. This is low right side, and nice speed. Gets it low for Trevor Gregory. Gregory knocks down his first bucket of the game, and it's an 11-6 lead, Northwest in front. Wallace dribbling right side in front of the scorer's table as it's stripped loose by Branch, but Wallace gets it right back. Finds it at the free throw line, Kozad. Pivots trying to find someone inside, nothing there. Now we'll give it to Bryson Williams out. Cross court right side, Kirker to the right wing, Wallace. Wallace with the dribble to the right side. Cross court left for Kirker. Left corner for Williams, 14 on the shot clock. Outside right side, there's Kirker, left-handed three, got it! Connor Kirker with 6 points early in this game. He came into the contest with 8 threes on the season. He already has 2 tonight, and it's a 14-6 Northwest Missouri State lead. Gustafson off the right side, Pugh dribbles with the trap. As Kozad checks off on him, down the lane, kicks it back out to the top of the key for Edie. Now right side, Gustafson with the jumper, a three, rims in. Josiah Gustafson with 5 points off the bench. Northwest up 14-9 after opening up a 10-0 run to start the game. Wallace on the right side with the dribble. Pass, top of the key for Williams. Right side for Wallace, low right side for Starzl. Back to Wallace, free throw line, left side Williams. One dribble back to Wallace, long pass. Into the lane goes to Starzl, pivots off the right side and banks it in over Terrell Edie. Starzl with 3 points, 16-9. Northwest Missouri State in front. Pugh pulls up the dribble. Double teams Kozad and Kirker. Finds into the right corner. Edie wants the jumper. It's off the front of the rim from 3-point range from the right corner and rebound to Williams in Northwest. 16-9. Northwest Missouri State in front. Starzl left side for Kirker on the wing. Top of the key, Wallace. Right wing for Williams. Left-handed double free throw line goes low for Kozad in lane. Pivots for a right-handed hook. A push and a foul. And this will get Grant right back to the free throw line.
Well, just like Northwest said, they were going to try to work the inside. And they're doing it on both sides with both Kozad and Dylan Starzl offensively.
Carroll Edie picks up the foul. And that will be his second. Third team foul on the Gorillas. And this will get Grant Kozad at the free throw line with a chance at a 3-point trip down the floor. Goes Ed, will toe the line. trying to increase the Bearcat lead. And he does. Nice high arching free throw drops down. Now substitution for Northwest as end of the ball game. Tyler Funk and Matt Wallace goes to the sideline. So right now, Northwest going with three Kearney natives out there with Starzl, Kozad, and Funk. Into the front court, left side, Bullard. Looks off the right wing. Gustafson, branch between the circles. Dribbles left, guarded by Funk. Drops a quick pass right side for Williams. Back to Branch. Branch now trapped out, and Kozad has the steal. Knocks the ball into the backcourt, chasing after it. And we will have a Northwest ball dribbled off the sideline in front of the grill of Branch by Devon Branch. And good defense by the Bearcats.
Great hustle by Kozad. Tipped it loose, and then out-hustled Branch to the loose ball.
Kozad inbounds in front of the scorer's table. Gives it to Deshaun Cooper, handling the point duties. Northwest up by 10 once again. They open up a 10-0 run to start this game, now leading 19-9. Off of the right side with it, Cooper. Fakes right, goes left. Cross court left for Funk. Into the left corner, Williams drives the baseline. To the bucket, lays it up, misses the layup. And a nice first step, but unfortunately misses the layup. Rebound to the Gorillas on the left side, Bullard. Left side. Out front is Alex Williams. Williams, a 6'7 post player, trying to dribble out front. Gorillas trying to spread out their offense. Branch between the circles. Back to Williams' right side. Guarded by Starzl. Cross-court pass knocked loose. Chased down by Bullard. Dribbles between the circles. Trapped out front. Looks right side for Gustafson. Shot clock at 10 seconds. Out between the circles. Bullard spins into the lane. Down the lane right side. Blocked away by Kozad. Picked up by Bullard. Ball fake. Up with a shot again off the glass and good. Got it to bank in. That's his first bucket of the game. It's a 19-11 Northwest lead. They've led the entire way. 10:43 left in the first half. Cooper, left wing, Williams. Cross court right side pass, Cooper. As he tries to make a drive to the bucket, gets called for the travel. And the turnover will give it to Pittsburgh State. Just the first turnover of the game for Northwest. Girls only with two turnovers at this point.
I tell you, even though they've only got two turnovers, they just do not look in sync offensively. They just don't look like they're all on the same page.
Into the game, Ethan Cordray, who checks in for the first time. He's got some sparkly shoes out there. On the left side is Williams. Looks left wing for Branch. Now on the left side, Cordray. And his pass nearly stolen away by Funk. Dives after the ball picked up by Williams for the Gorillas to the free throw line. Stops into the lane. Knocked loose by Kozad. He'll come away with the steal. Now to Cooper. Gets in front by 8. Cooper, long pass right side for Funk. Fakes right, goes left through the lane. Drives, lays it up and in. Nice strong move to the bucket by Tyler Funk. 21-11 Northwest in front. 10 minutes left in the first half. Branch out between the circles and a bump with Kozad and Grant. Unfortunately, will pick up the foul. And they've taken an elbow as well as he's kind of to the stomach there. He kind of bent over just a little bit. He'll pick up the foul. That'll be his second, breaking the action as well. 9:58. Left in the first half, Northwest 21, Pittsburgh State 11. Back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
21-11 Northwest in front of Pittsburgh State, 9:58 left in the half. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Gorillas inbound. Bullard out front is trapped briefly. Goes cross court right side for Connor Kerr, who's in the game. Right side for Branch. Between the circles for Cordray. Goes back right side for Kerr. Branch into the right corner. Guarded by Slake, who checked in during the timeout. Drives the line. Shot short. Gets his rebound. goes low with it. Ball stripped loose and is picked up by Kirker for Northwest. On the break, right side for Cooper on the wing. Cross court, left side, Funk passes up to three. Instead, tries to go low for Slake, and his pass is stolen inside. Picking up that was Edie, and on the break, right side, Bullard to the right wing. The left-handed dribble drives on Funk through the lane. Up with a jumper, good, and a foul. This will go on Tyler this time. That'll be his first. And this will get Bullard to the free throw line. He's got 3 points early on. Averages 17 a game. A 6'5 sophomore at Cleora, Oklahoma. 21-13, Northwest in front. Again, Northwest open up a 10-0 lead to start this game. They've led by 10 on a couple of occasions. Free throw. Good. So a 3-point trip down the floor for Jake Bullard. And a 21-14 contest, Northwest in front. Cass facing some full court pressure following the made free throw. They break it. Kirker into the front court right side. Between the circles, Cooper. Left side, Funk on the wing. Back to Cooper right side. In a 3-2 zone out of the Gorillas. They open up with a man defense against Northwest. Kirker on the right wing. Cross court left side for Funk. Into left corner, Cooper. High post left for Slake. Who has the ball knocked loose. Back to Cooper left side. On the wing, left open. Three is good. Deshaun Cooper knocks down his second three of the game. That time, Pitt State kind of dropped back on defense as Cooper faked a pass cross court, left him wide open for the three. A 10-point lead once again for Northwest. Bending into the lane, Edie kicks it out top of the key for Branch. He'll backpedal with the dribble between the circles. Back left side for Kerr. Kerr tries to drive on Starter. The call for the travel out front. And Northwest gets the ball following the turnover.
Well, normally, Branch is aggressive getting to the bucket, but he just can't find any openings against Northwest tonight.
Substitution, Slake and Funk go to the sideline. Schneider back in, also Crooker in for Northwest. The Cats five right now includes Cooper along with Wallace, Crooker, Schneider, and Starzl. Crooker with it on the right side looking at the 3-2 zone. Cross court, left side, Wallace. Into the left corner, Schneider. He can shoot out on that perimeter. Just a freshman, looks on the right wing, Cooper. Cooper, out front, Kirker. Kirker at the free throw line. High post for Snyder. Back right side, Cooper. Left side, Kirker. Open another three, and it's another three going down through the net. Kirker now with three threes in this first half, and a 27-13 Northwest Missouri State lead.
Cats have hit nine shots. Five of them have been threes.
Oh, my. And baseline left, Bullard. Trying to backpedal and dribble on Kirker. Kicks it back left side. Cardray with a three. Just barely got to the rim. Rebound Northwest and Wallace. Wallace accelerates across the timeline, being chased by Bullard. Right side for Kirker. Kirker out front right for Wallace. Now to Cooper at the top of the key. Between the circles and a reach over foul. This will go on Jake Bullard. A little push out front. Not a very smart foul by Bullard, picking up his first.
Well, he tried to swat at the basketball and missed and hit Cooper right in the forehead. Right away, he raised his hand, you know, said, my bad, and gave Cooper a high five because it was nowhere near intentional, but just happened.
Cooper goes to the sideline. Bryson Williams back in for Northwest, and that will get Josiah Gustafson in. Ethan Cordray in his sparkly shoes to the sideline, and Sam Pugh into the ballgame for the Gorillas, and Jake Bullard to the bench. 27-14, Northwest in front of Pittsburgh State. Zach Snyder will inbound, gets the inbound off the left side, and finds Bryson Williams. Williams, cross court right side for Kirker. Kirker being chased by Pugh. Down the lane, left a little runner with that left hand, won't go, and the rebound, Gustafson. And he'll clear it away for the Gorillas on the break. Three-on-three break. Left side on the wing, Pugh. What's the three? Nothing but net over Snyder. Pugh with his first bucket of the game. Back to a 10-point contest. 27-17. Northwest Missouri State in front. 7-10 left first half. Left side is Wallace to the wing. Out front, Snyder. Out of Wallace once again. Dribble top of the key. Into the right corner for Williams. Out of Kirker. Cross court left side, Wallace. Now Snyder. Cross court right side, 14 on the shot clock. Kirker, Snyder on the wing right. Now to Williams. Shot clock at 8. Through the lane, little runner from 14 off the front of the rim. Rebound, Rick rolls away and picked up by Starzl for Northwest. Press 35 on the shot clock. 6:40 left in the first half. Right side, Williams. Low post for Starzl. Spins up with a shot, and it's good. A little fadeaway three. He went up with and was bumped by Trevor Gregory going up with that shot. Didn't let that bother him. Knocks down the jumper, and it's a 29-17 Northwest lead. Into the right corner is Gustafson. Left side, Branch. Was the jumper? Got it. A three-pointer off the left of the circle. And that is his first bucket of the game. Devon Branch with 3 points. And now at midcourt, an over and back call coming as Williams coming across the timeline, took the pass right in front of the scorer's table and gets called for the over and back, and Coach Ben McCollum not happy about the call. Officials for tonight's game, Pat Bay along with Doug Pataba and Tom Savela. Three veterans of NMIAA officiating. 9-point game, Northwest Missouri State up 29-20 off the right side, out of the trap, and the ball going out of bounds. Branch in that corner with Pugh, and the ball goes out of bounds. So again, Northwest doing a good job of going with that little trap out front with the double teams, and it's been very effective against Pittsburgh State. Pittsburgh State with 6 turnovers in the first half. Off the right side wall, slow post right for Starzl, trying to post up. One dribble, kicks it, free throw line. Wallace takes the jumper. It takes a high bounce off the rim and drops down. Matt Wallace, who averages 2 points a game, knocks down the jumper and gives Northwest an 11-point lead. Oh, right side. Gregory trying to spin on Starzl as he does. Whistle and a foul. Coming over on the help side to pick up the foul will be Bryston Williams. And that will be Williams first. Northwest's largest lead of this half, 13. Right now up by 11. 5 team fouls on the Cats. Pittsburgh State with 4. And the Gorillas will inbound off the right side. Pugh looks to trigger it in. Lobs it all the way into the backcourt. Chased down by Branch. He'll chase it all the way down underneath the Bearcat bucket. And we'll bring it back from our right to our left. 5.5 minutes left in the first half. Northwest up 31-20. Branch to the free throw line. Goes low left side. Nice bounce pass. And finds Trevor Gregory. Drives the lane off that left side. He's got 4 points. Gregory is 6'7", freshman out of Lee Summit, Missouri, playing with the mask to try to protect his nose. Out between the circles, Cooper. Dribbles right side. Back pedals near the scorer's table. As the girls back to man-to-man defense, played some 3-2 zone early on. Williams, left side for Snyder. Now to Williams. Cross-court right side is Cooper. Back left side is Williams inside the arc. Now gets it to Snyder to the top of the key. Cooper back pedals between the circles. After accelerates through the lane, gets caught up in the air with the bounce pass chased down by Williams as the shot clock sounds, and he just launches one up near the scorer's table, and he'll go short and out of bounds. Breaking the action, 4:47 left in the half. Northwest 31, Pittsburgh State 22. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
31-22, Northwest in front of Pittsburgh State. 4:47 left in the first half. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest has never trailed in this one. They scored the first 10 points of the ballgame, built a 13-point lead with 8:09 left in at the first half, and currently up 31-22. Cats coming out of the timeout. Tyler Funk back onto the floor. Bryson Williams there, along with Grant Cozad, Dylan Starzl, and Deshaun Cooper. Branch into the front court, between the circles, dribbles with the left hand to the free throw line left. Into the right corner, gets it to Williams. Quick pass out front right side for Gustafson to the free throw line. Back right side is Williams. Gives it to Branch, who's being chased by Funk. Low right side pass finds Williams. Now back to the left side is Gustafson. Gustafson, left side for Pugh. Right side Branch. 7 on the shot clock. Out front between the circles, the long three rims around and out, crashing the board. Gustafson puts it back up in the lane with the right hand of push, and it's good. Josiah Gustafson with 7 points in the first half coming off the bench. And Northwest in front 31-24 as the girl is trying to come back. Through the lane, driving Cooper misses the layup, crashes the standard underneath the bucket. Rebound goes to Branch on the break, top of the key. Spins into the lane with a little scoop layup. Won't go, but the follow-up tip is good by Trevor Gregory. 6 points for Gregory. Now 31-26 lead for the Cats, but Pittsburgh State on a little bit of a run here. And a timeout Northwest.
Yeah, it really seems like the way we have seen Branch play tonight anyway, he may be hurting the team, but his teammates are picking him up. There have been a couple of offensive rebounds and some wild shots by Branch that his team has been able to put back in. And right now, 6 offensive rebounds and 8 second chance points for Pittsburgh State.
And for the Gorillas on just a little bit of a run here, as they outscored Northwest 9-4 here in the last 3:55. 31-26, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 3:48 left in at the first half. Cats will inbound. And they'll look at full court pressure off the inbound as Coach Kevin Muff will apply some full court pressure against the Cats. Inbound comes to Connor Crooker, who checked in during the break. He'll take it near midcourt, and does across the timeline, being chased by Sam Pugh. Backpedals near the timeline. Shot clock's at 23. Crooker doubles to the right wing. Pulls up. Bounce pass. High post right for Cozad. Grant looks at the bucket. Spins in the lane. Little left-handed hook. Rims around and out. Fights for his board and a whistle and a foul. Good effort after the shot by Cozad trying to fight for the board, and Trevor Gregory will commit his second foul.
I just love some of the hustle plays we've seen from Grant Cozad in this first half.
He is a guy that really loves to play the game of basketball. A guy that could be starting, but they like the intensity he brings to the floor coming off the bench. Goes to the free throw line, shooting 2, the first one good.
You know, the key to a great basketball team are players that have the ability to start, that come off the bench and don't complain about it, don't care. And that's what Northwest has got. They've got guys that could start, but they just come in. They know they're going to get their minutes in the basketball game, and that's really what matters.
Cozad hits both free throws. And it's a 33-26 Northwest lead over Pittsburgh State. Into the front court left side, Gustafson down the left sideline to the left wing. Chased down by Cozad and Crooker out of a trap. Right side pass for it. Branch. Now to Pugh. Pugh with a left-handed dribble to the left wing. Through the lane. Lobs the pass into the right corner. Brant sets up. Wants the jumper off the front of the rim. A three-pointer won't go. Crooker with the board for Northwest. Breaks it away on the fast break. Three on two. Break through the lane to the bucket off the left side. Blocked away and out of bounds. They're blocked to Northwest. Branch and Gustafson on the defense, and the Cats will inbound with 2:57 left in the half, leading 33-27.
And Branch did a little bit of a dance down there, hoping to get the call and get the basketball, but the dance not good enough.
Bullard comes into the ball game as Pugh goes to the sideline. Quick inbound, Crooker down the lane left side, trying to find Cooper, knocked out of bounds by Branch, over the block to Northwest. 33-26, Cats in front of the Gorillas.
Branch has got a good combination for defense. He's got quick hands and long arms, and it really makes it tough to get the basketball around him.
Cooper to inbound. Finds Crooker inside the arc left side. Back to Cooper left corner. Dribbles out front. Cross court right side for Tyler Funk. Out of Crooker. Out between the circles. Left side for Cooper. Inside whistle and a foul away from the ball.
Cozad was trying to get across the lane to get position, and Edie had a hold of him trying to keep him from getting across the lane.
And that will be his second foul. Sixth team foul on the Gorillas. Northwest up 33-26. Cooper again with the quick inbound off the baseline right side, knocked away by Williams. Picked up by Branch, and here comes the Gorillas on the break the other end, and a runner in the lane good. Devon Branch with 5 points. 33-28 Gorillas. Inching closer after Northwest had built a 13-point lead in this first half. 2:27 left in the first half. Funk right side. Out between the circles. Outside Crooker. Left wing is Cooper. Out front for Funk. On the right side for Crooker. Low post right for Starzl. Dillon trying to post up. Turns, faces the bucket. Now kicks it back left side. Crooker. Open on the left is Cooper and knocks it down. Another three for Deshaun Cooper. His third of the game. He came in with 10 on the season. Already has 3 tonight. 36-28 Northwest Missouri State in front.
Cats are 6 of 10 on threes in this first half.
Low right side. Williams spins. Fadeaway jumper from 8 over Starzl. Nothing but net. 4 points for Alex Williams. 6-point game. Northwest Missouri State up 36-30. Into the front court, Cooper. Accelerates past Branch through the lane. Into the right side for Funk. Open, he'll drive through the lane. Back out front. Another three by Cooper. Into this one a little hard. And the rebound of the elbow off the right side for Williams for the Gorillas. Gives it up to Bullard. A little hesitation move. Then down the lane he goes. And a whistle and a charge coming up. And guess what? Tyler Funk there to draw the charge. We've seen that once or twice in his career.
Oh, man. I wish there was a stat for that because he would probably hold the Bearcat record.
He goes to the sideline. Wallace in. 1:28 left in the half. Northwest up 5-6. Cozad will inbound, looking at full court pressure as Wallace will take the inbound. Getting pressured in the backcourt by Josiah Gustafson and in the front court left side. It's a screen by Starzl. Pulls up. Cross court left. Cooper thought about the three. Now Pinter chase through the lane. Dishes low right side for Cozad, and he'll get called for a travel. Tried to make a little bit of a pivot move underneath the bucket and came close to stepping on the baseline as well. And the turnover will give it to Pittsburgh State.
See, early in the season, that would have been called a foul. Last season it wouldn't have, just like it was right here. He was bumped from behind. That kind of forced him into the travel. Early in the year when those tiny bumps were called and what they're supposed to be called, that would have been a foul. So that's where you can see some of the frustration setting in for these players.
Goes ahead to the sideline, Slake into the game. Off the right side, Pugh. Bring the circles for Branch, guarded by Wallace. Under a minute left in the first half. Branch right side, checked off by Slake. Into a trap, tries to go into the left corner, whistle after a bump, and a foul coming up on Northwest. Matt Wallace will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. 6-point Bearcat lead. 52.8 seconds left in at the first half. Just the sixth team foul on Northwest. Williams will inbound off the left side. The bounce pass on the left for Edie. Out between the circles for Branch. Long bounce pass left side Gustafson. Low left is Williams. Williams into the lane. Another hook shot from 12. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Slake. Kept alive. Starzl comes away with it. Out of the left side for Cooper. Into the front court from our left to our right. 34 seconds left in the first half. 27 on the shot clock. Northwest up by 6. 36-30. Cooper left side. Williams back right side for Cooper. Now Starzl. Wallace. Top of the key. Finds on the give and go. Starzl left side. Puts it up from 4 on the left. He was bumped as he went up with a shot. Good concentration. Got it to go down. He's got 7 points in Northwest up by 8. 7 seconds left in the half. Branch out front. Back pedals. On Wallace. He'll take the last shot. A long 3 out front. Banks it. Misses it. And Northwest will go to the locker room with an 8-point lead. Northwest 38. Pittsburgh State 30 as the two teams go to their locker room at halftime. We'll be back and have more for you from Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest up by 8 at halftime, 38-30. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Cats have built a 13-point lead at 1 point in the first half, and again up by 8 here. Matt, overall, pretty good first half for Northwest.
Yeah, it was. You know, there was a little bit of a comeback there by Pitt, which you really kind of have to expect. But, you know, the one thing that they have done that they really kind of wanted to do is you take their strength, Devon Branch, out of it. And really, that's been the case. He's got 5 points, but he's 2 of 10 from the field. He's had a few times where his teammates have picked him up and helped him out with some offensive rebounds. That may be the one area, giving up too many offensive rebounds, that Northwest might be a little concerned about. But for the most part, not a lot of big concerns from the first half.
A thing you have to like about Northwest offensively, doing a very good job with their inside-out game, getting some points inside with Starzl and Kozad. Starzl with 7, Kozad with 8 in the first half, and then some kickouts out on the perimeter, getting some very good looks from three-point range, and Northwest taking advantage of them.
Yeah, they really pounded the ball inside early on in the ball game. They did get a 3 early as part of their first 10 points, or a couple of 3s, I should say. But they got the ball inside so consistently, got points inside by those guys, that allowed them to have a lot of wide open looks outside. They ended up 6 of 11 on three-pointers in the first half.
And we're at the half, 38-30, Northwest in front of Pittsburgh State. When we come back, Matt will talk with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, Michael Smith, about their 2-point loss to Pittsburgh State tonight. And we'll be back and have that for you right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni Arjo Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
No, this is great. Back out of Bearcat Arena, 38-30. The Northwest men with the lead over Pittsburgh State. A little bit earlier this evening, the Pitt State women with a 57-55 win over Northwest Missouri State. Bearcat women's coach Michael Smith joining us. Coach, I know this one was frustrating. Down at the end, there were some opportunities. They were missing some free throws, some things like that, but it's another one of those things where your team gets an opportunity to be in a situation like that. We've talked a lot about how you're trying to grow as a team, learn some lessons, and maybe that's another one of those tonight.
Well, you're right, Matt. It's not. I don't think it's as frustrating as it is hurt. This one kind of hurt because I felt like that. You know, we really, I thought, prepared this week in practice to do the things that we needed to do, and you know, it's one of the things I talked about after the game was, you know, we really keyed on three areas this week. Obviously rebounding, because they out-rebounded us so bad, and particularly on the offensive glass at their place. Our ball handling against pressure. And then the third one was our passes. And we've been doing, I mean, it's almost to a point where it's boring in practice because we're doing those things so much all week. And then really, you know, and you know, two out of three I thought we did much better at. But that, those careless passes in the first half, you know, really put us in a position where we should have had a lead in halftime, and instead we were tied. And again, it just goes back to talking to our players as far as, it's amazing what one or two possessions can mean. Possessions are very key.
Yeah. Yeah, when you look at the game as a whole, And I know we've said this before, you see a lot of positives out there. You just need closer to 40 minutes of those positives, because when you find a close game like this, it's the little lulls that come back to haunt you.
Well, we've got to get some consistency in the scoring column, and that's what it comes down to. It's, you know, defensively, offensively, we've made some adjustments. There's not a whole lot of adjustments we can do offensively. Either we got people who can put the ball in the hole or we don't. And I hate to say it that way, but you know we've got to be able to do that. We've got to get some consistency. You know, start on the end and work inside and work our way out. You know, those types, especially when a team like this that I thought we had a size advantage on, a strength advantage, and we didn't take advantage of that. And then obviously, you know, we had one or two people that we count on that struggled. You know, I mean, what can you say, man? What can you say? I mean, I'm trying to. The only thing I can do is laugh it off. But yeah, I hate to. I mean, we shoot 37% from the field, and you're not going to win a whole lot of ball games doing that. Did a much better job getting the free throw line in the second half. Saw a positive tonight. And Allie Blaurock coming off the bench, in particular in that second half, I thought she brought us a spark. It's good to see. I know she was capable of doing it, and that's definitely going to help her confidence a little bit. But we've got to find some consistency. There's no doubt about it. Guys, I really feel like defensively we're doing a much better job with our scout and making adjustments and that type of thing. But it's like I told our ladies, we're not playing NAI schools anymore. You know, it's kind of like if you're a junior college team and I was a junior college coach. When we played JVs, yeah, you're supposed to beat them. When you're playing NAIs, you're supposed to beat them. We're getting in the toughest conference in the country in Division II and MIAA. And, you know, you got to play. We got to find some players that can play. I mean, really.
And, you know, when you talk about some of these things, you talk about consistency, there's a lot that goes into that. You know, it sounds like a simple term and a simple thing to do, but there's just so many aspects to getting consistent out on the floor.
You're exactly right. And, you know, and it starts in practice. I mean, we've got to find five people that can go against five people and make them better, and that's what it comes down to. And we're having a hard time really doing that, because some people were guarding some other people and they make them look like really good players in practice, and then we get out here and they're like, well, what happened? Well, you're going against a really good team.
Yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. We've got to find a way to make some adjustments. I guarantee you that I'm going to go back tomorrow and watch film and figure out what we can do. And I told our girls, you know, we can sit here and sulk about it, but we've got the number three team in the country coming in here on Saturday. We don't have a whole lot of time to dwell on what we did right, what we did wrong tonight. We've got to start preparing for Emporia State tomorrow in practice.
Is that something that is that a good or a bad thing, that you can put something like tonight kind of out of the way quickly because you do have to move on so quickly?
Well, I hope we can put it behind, but this is my 17th year doing this, and sometimes we tend to keep things in.
Yeah.
Certain players, you know, tend to keep things in instead of letting them go. It is what it is. We can't change it.
Yeah.
We lost the game tonight, you know. We won't get a chance to play them again unless we make possibly postseason. We've got to come in, and we can't go too hard tomorrow because we had a lot of kids play a lot of minutes tonight. But, you know, we had to do what we had to do. So we've got to use our minds tomorrow with our scout and our film. And then, you know, and we've got a tough challenge ahead. But the best thing is, Matt, we have no pressure Saturday. There's no pressure on us.
Yeah.
Pressure's on Emporia State coming in here undefeated, number three in the country.
Right.
There's absolutely no pressure. We should just go out and hopefully have fun, play the game of basketball.
All right, Coach, we'll catch up with you Saturday.
All right, thanks a lot.
That is Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Again, a two-point loss tonight for the Cats. Right now, the Bearcat men up 38-30 at the half over Pittsburgh State. John will have some of the numbers from the first half when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club. impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest up by 3 at the half, 38-30 as they lead Pittsburgh State. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Looking at the totals here at halftime, 4 at Northwest, shooting 50% from the field, 13 of 26. Six of those coming from three-point range. They're 54% from three-point range. Six of 11, six of seven at the charity stripe. And for Pittsburgh State, shooting 43% from the field, 13 of 30, three of 10 from a three-point range, and one of one at the free-throw line. Pittsburgh State out rebounding Northwest by 2, 15 to 13. Only five turnovers for the Bearcats out of the first half, and Pitt State under 10 as well. They have seven at halftime. Leading the way in scoring for Northwest, Connor Kirker with 9 points, and Deshaun Cooper also with 9. And leading the way for Pittsburgh State, 7 points for Josiah Gustafson coming off the bench. We'll be back getting ready for second half play, Northwest and Pittsburgh State, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now!
Let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Cats with an 8-point lead as we go to second half play. They led by as much as 13 in the first half. Don't forget, triple header along the Bearcat Radio Network coming up Saturday. It all starts at 11 o'clock in the morning from Bearcat Stadium. Our pregame show sponsored by Hy-Vee, and then at 12 noon kickoff, Northwest football team in the quarterfinals of the Division II playoffs. They face St. Cloud State. Noon at kickoff, and then right after that, 5:10 pregame over at Bearcat Arena as the Northwest men and women will face Emporia State. The women's game will tip off at 5:30 and the men at 7:30. All the action right here along the Bearcat Radio Network. Final words in the huddle by head coach Ben McCollum talking to his team. And they've led from the very start of this one, building up a 13-point lead. And a key for this Bearcat team is holding on to the lead and playing a full 40 minutes, something that Coach McCollum's been stressing throughout this week of practice. After leading by 15 against the defending national champions last Friday in Springfield against Drury, and then having a lead as well against Truman State on Saturday, seeing those fall to the wayside in a couple close losses. Jake Bullard into the front court right side, goes low right side as it gets passed for Trevor Gregory, kicks it back out front, knocked loose by Cooper, and then off of Pugh. It will belong to Northwest Missouri State, so an early turnover by the Gorillas, and Northwest going from our right to our left in this second half. Northwest in their gray look tonight with the white numerals trimmed in green, kind of their alternate jersey, including the gray shoes. Into the front court goes Cooper. Wants to dribble on to Branch. Long pass into the right side for Kirker. Low right side for Stars. Will post up off the glass. And good. As he put it in over Trevor Gregory. And Northwest with a huge advantage inside tonight in that matchup. Back to a 10-point lead for Northwest. 40-30. Bullard out front. Lobs it into the left corner for Branch. Guarded by Bryson Williams. See the top of the key with the pass. Pugh dribbles right side. Now back left for Branch. Drives out front and Bope coming over to check off on the play. Kyle Schleich, and Schleich will pick up the foul. Kyle picking up his first. Northwest up 40-30. Opening minute of the second half. Inbound by Sam Pugh off the left baseline. Finds Brantz on the left wing, guarded by Williams. Gatsa stayed man-to-man the entire way. Wayne the circle is Bullard. Same Pittsburgh State defensively. Played a little bit of man and a little bit of 3-2 zone. Branch on the left side, out front, hooks the pass in the left corner for Williams. Trying to lob it low, ran a whistle and a foul. He got it to Gregory, but a bit of a push underneath, and this is going to go on Northwest. Gregory leaped up to try to bring that pass down in the blocks.
Yeah, Schlake had his off arm, his left arm wrapped around his waist.
So the Gorillas will inbound, baseline left, quick inbound, intended for Bullard. He pulls it down at the free throw line. Dribbles out between the circles, chased by Connor Kirker. Left-handed dribble through the lane to the bucket, up with a shot with the right hand. Won't go. Rebound stripped out of Williams' hands as he skied high for the rebound. And a foul, and this one will come up on Pittsburgh State as Trevor Gregory will pick up his third foul. First team foul against the Gorillas in the second half. Northwest open up this game with a 10-0 run to start. Built a 13-point lead in the half. Up by 10 once again, leading 40-30 with 18:48 left in the game. For Northwest, from our right to our left in the second half, Cooper dribbles between a double team. Bounce pass right corner for Kirker. Back out to Cooper. Left open. Thought about the three. Knocked down three of those in the first half. Low right side for Starzl. Starzl back to Cooper. Left-handed dribble. Back pedals. Cross court left side. Kirker on the wing. The three. Good. Nothing but net for Connor Kirker. He's got 12 points as Kirker's now 4-4 on three-pointers tonight. 13-point lead, equaling their largest of the game. Out front is Branch. Branch hesitation now down the lane. Left side on Schlake and a foul. Kyle will get called for another.
That's the aggressiveness to the bucket that we expected out of Branch.
And Schlake picks up his third foul, all coming in at the second half. Branch with the bucket. He has 7 points. Goes to the free throw line for a chance at a three-point trip down the floor. Grant Cozad into the game as Kyle Schlake goes to the sideline. Northwest right now with Cozad, Starzl, Williams, Kirker, and Cooper. Branch's free throw off the back of the rim, and the rebound fought for, and Williams brings it down. That's just the second free throw attempted by Pittsburgh State this evening. 43-32 Northwest. Cooper to the right baseline. Jump stop into lane. Ball stripped loose and rolls into the corner, and it is saved in bounce by Pittsburgh State's Bullard. Controlled by Pugh, now back to Bullard. Races across the timeline, through the lane to the bucket. Stripped loose by Kirker on the baseline. Finds Branch right side, through the lane, off the glass, and good as Branch drives to the bucket. He's got 9 points. 43-34 Northwest. Lead down to nine. Into the front court, left side, Cooper. Long cross court, right side, pass Kirker. Driving on Pugh, back pedals, now to the free throw line, through the lane, a little left-handed runner, rims in. Connor Kirker. With 14 points, 45-34 Northwest. Bullard right side goes low right for Williams. Spins underneath the bucket, turns on the left side, misses the shot. Cozad with the rebound for Northwest. Gives it to Cooper. Counts across the timeline right side to the right wing. Out between the circles, Cozad. Quick chest pass left side for Kirker. Trying to go low for Starzl. Tip up the end by Branch. Tipped now by Kirker. The baseline drives, kicks it out top of the key for Cooper. Right side for Williams. Bryson back to Cooper. Out front left. Wants the three. And it's too hard. And the rebound. Long rebound pulled away by Pugh for Pittsburgh State. Cross midcourt. Left side. Through the lane. Drives. Stops as it's cut off on the baseline by Williams. Now to Bullard. Top of the key. Dribbles right side to the right wing. Lobs a pass out front. Finds Edie. Inside the arc. Takes the jumper. Barely grazes the rim. And the rebound into the lane for Northwest and Connor Kirker. We'll give it to Cooper. Long pass down the left sideline to Williams on the left wing. Now to Cooper, out top of the key, Cozad, right side for Kirker. Now to Williams, left side on the wing, Cooper. Looking low, gets it to Starzl, posting up on the baseline left, back out left side for Cooper. Spinning around a 2-3 zone to the right wing is Kirker. She drives in a bump at the free throw line right. This foul coming up on Pittsburgh State. Getting called for the foul, Sam Pugh, that'll be his first.
Seen some very good ball movement out of Northwest tonight, very patient offensively. Pretty much the whole night.
Hey boy, it's really paid off with some good looks for Northwest.
Both inside and out.
Cooper inbound, baseline right side. Wallace in for Northwest as Williams gets a breather. Top of the key, Kirker. Looks into the left corner, Cooper. Dribbles left side. Out front right, there's Kirker. Another three attempt. This one rims out left. Fight for the board. Cozad trying to fight for the rebound inside with Terrell Edie. And Edie will pick up the foul. That will be his third foul. So we're seeing a couple of Gorillas now getting to foul trouble inside with Gregory and Edie, just having a hard time matching up with Northwest post players. Wallace off the left side gets the inbound for Cooper. Dribbles to the left wing. Crossover dribble, left side, back pedals, wants the three, and rims around and out. No one to rebound inside, but Gorillas pulls down by Bullard on the fast break. Left side, left wing, Gustafson, a three on the way, too hard. Long rebound, picks it up at the top of the key. Pushes the pass to the right wing, Bullard. Bullard, right corner, Brant drives the baseline, scoops the pass and throws it away. Got caught up in the air underneath the bucket out of a double team, and was hoping he'd have a teammate out near the wing, and nothing there. Turnover gives it to Northwest. Now Branch arguing with his coach, Kevin Muff, as the Bearcats inbound. Wallace will take it across the timeline left side. Spins on Gustafson to the top of the key. Dribbles right, pulls up. Top of the key, Kozad. Back right side, Wallace. Long bounce pass, low right for Starzl. Trying to post up inside with Williams. Dribbles into the lane. Turns, takes the jumper, won't go. Rebound picked up underneath the bucket by Connor Kerr for the Gorillas. Gustafson, cross court left side, nearly thrown away, picked up by Bullard. Bobs at high post, left. Williams spins into lane on Starzl. Shot from 12, won't go. Rebound inside. Pin ball's loose, and it's picked up in a tie-up underneath. The Starzl on the floor going after the ball with Jake Bullard. Possession arrow will give the ball to Northwest.
I still think for the most part tonight, you just... Pitt State, not very often offensively, has looked comfortable. Now, a lot of that is Northwest defense, the way they're defending Pittsburgh State, taking away their strengths, but there just has been not many possessions for Pitt where they look comfortable with what they're doing.
And we've seen some possessions where someone from Pitt's not running their offense correctly. We've seen some passes where some teammates expected their other teammate to be and just no one there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's part of that not having a comfort level with, you know, we're seeing a lot of guys with a lot of new names on this team, and you can kind of tell.
45-34, Northwest in front, just under 15 minutes left in the game. Cooper to the top of the key. Got a trace down the lane, trying to push the pass into the right corner and find Kirker, but the pass goes out of bounds in the corner. It'll belong to the Gorillas. Breaking the action, 14-47 left of the game. Northwest 45, Pitt State 34. Back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
14:47 left in the game. Northwest 45, Pittsburgh State 34. Northwest led the entire way, opened up a 10-0 lead to start this ball game. They are up at halftime 38-30. And leading now 45-34.
Now we're getting to that point in the second half where we start to learn about this Northwest team, because we've seen them with double-digit leads in the second half and against some quality teams. Now, maybe Pittsburgh State not quite at the level of Drury and that sort of thing, but you've got a double-digit lead. Now it's time to protect it.
Gustafson off the left side for the Gorillas. High post left, Bullard drives to the baseline underneath, double-teamed. Chased down on the right wing, and a three put up by Connor Kerr knocks it down. That is his first bucket of the game. Kerr, a transfer from St. Edward's University, picks up his seventh three-pointer of the contest. 45-37, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper through the lane, drives left side, banks it, misses it, rebound in the lane. Nothing but Gorillas inside to pull away the board. Alex Williams will give it up to Bullard, and he'll take it across the timeline. Left-handed dribble, chased down by Kozad, pulls up left. Cross-court right side pass Kerr. Kerr, cross court, left, Gustafson. Between the legs with the dribble to the free throw line, through the lane, drives right side, shot short, rebound underneath. Chased down by Wallace, hustling after it in a double team, pulls up his dribble, gets it to Kirker. Kirker finds Cooper at midcourt, right side. Now accelerates to the free throw line. Left side on the wing. Wallace. Low left for Cozad. Post up in a double team. Left-handed shot. Rims around it out. Starzl with the follow-up on the right side and knocks it down. Starzl in double figures with 11. Cats up by 10. On the right side, Gustafson. Gives it to Bullard. They swing it left side, Cordray. Now low left is Kerr. Cross court right side. Pass for Bullard on the wing. Drives on Wallace. Cut off. Gives off the right side for Kerr. Into the right corner is Bullard. Low right side, Williams. Spins in the lane, and a whistle and a foul. Bearcat fans thought might be a travel here. Instead, a hole coming up against the Cats, and getting called for the foul will be Dylan Starzl. That'll be his first. 10-point Northwest lead, 47-37. Bryson Williams into the game. Deshaun Cooper goes to the sideline. And in is Trevor Gregory. And to the bench, Alex Williams. Again, Gregory playing with that mask over his face to protect his nose. Inbound, right side on the wing. Kerr. Now to Gustafson. To Cordray on the right wing. Out between the circles. Bounce pass, right side. Gets it to Kerr. Out front, Gustafson. Now right side for Cordray. Spins near the right corner. Guarded by Kirker. Shot clock's at 18. 12:59 left in the game. Bullard out near the scorer's table. Left-handed dribble, top of the key. Checked off in a trap by Starzl and Wallace, and he throws it away. Throws it right to Connor Kirker for Northwest. Across the timeline. Now we'll give it to Cozad. Right side, Williams. Northwest to set up their offense. A long bounce pass left for Kirker and left corner for Wallace. Low left side, Starzl. A double team on the post. One dribble. Needs someone to help, and Wallace comes at the free throw line left. Now goes Cusco right side, Williams. A long three, too hard. Rebound at the free throw line for Gustafson. And here comes the girls on the break. 3-on-3 break. Through the lane. Stripped loose by Wallace. Picked up by Williams for Northwest. Into the front court, Wallace. Now left side for Williams. Drives to the left baseline to the bucket. Leans in. Won't go, but a foul. A block coming up on Pitt State. As Trevor Gregory sliding over will pick up the foul. That will be his fourth foul. 10-point Bearcat lead, 47-37. As Bryson Williams will go to the free throw line. Both teams with 14 fouls in this second half. Williams at the line. His first trip to the line tonight. A 63% shooter on the season. First free throw, nothing but it. 48-37 Northwest. Zach Schneider into the game. Dylan Starzl goes to the sideline. And Devon Branch, after a breather on the bench, back into the ballgame. And Josiah Gustafson takes a seat. Branch had some words with his head coach, Kevin Muff, a few minutes ago, and then was immediately sent to the bench. Williams back out. Second free throw good. 49-37, Northwest in front of Pitt State. Across the timeline, Bullard. Near the left sideline. Out front with the double team. Into lane. Cutting through. Finds Williams, who spins left and drops it down off the glass. 10-point game. Northwest up 49-39. 12:02 left in this one. Wallace cross court right side, Kirker. Kirker on the wing. Free throw line through the lane. Dishes low left for Cozad. Off the glass and good. Kirker had a good look at the bucket. Instead, went low with it and found Cozad with the easy jumper. From good to a great shot that time. And Northwest up 51-39. 11:52 left in the game. Okay, Northwest 51, Pitt State 39. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 51-39 Northwest in front of Pitt State with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, and I tell you what, Matt, the Teak Care Group coming out tonight. They made it fun here.
Well, I tell you, Dylan Starzl is a big guy, but
The big Dylan Starzl head that they got down there. Not quite proportional, but cool nonetheless.
51-39, Northwest up. Jake Bullard in the front court off the left side, picked up by Bryson Williams. Now checked off for Snyder out of that trap, half-court trap, and tried to work his way out of it. Gets a pass between the circles for Kerr, throws it away, trying to go into the right corner for Branch. He took his eye off the pass, and it goes out of bounds. Another turnover for Pittsburgh State. Their 12th of the game. Northwest has scored 13 points off of turnovers in this one. Some pressure off the inbound. Connor Kirker will take it across midcourt. Cats with Kirker and Williams at the guards. Along the front line, Schneider, along with Funk, who's in the left corner, and takes the pass. Goes that out there as well. Now Kirker looks left side for Williams to the free throw line. Penetrates the lane. Big jump stop. Spins left side. Out of a double team. Kicks it left side for Funk. Cross court right side, Kirker. Shot clock's down to 11. Kirker free throw line with the runner. Got it. Connor Kirker with 16 points tonight. 53-39. Northwest Missouri State in front. Low right side pass knocked loose by Funk as he comes away with the steal. They tried to go low for Williams, and Funk gets the steal. Gives it to Kirker, now to Williams, back to Funk in the backcourt. Across the timeline from our right to our left, Cats again in their green uniforms with the white numerals and green trim. On the right side, Williams. Williams to the baseline. Finds Kozak coming through the lane. A little right-handed hook from 4 feet out is good. And in 12 points for Kozad, and Northwest in front 55-39, opening things up here in the second half, and Gorilla head coach Kevin Muff wants the timeout. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout. Northwest Missouri State 55, Pittsburgh State 39. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest 55, Pitt State 39. Matt Gorder, one of the big keys is how Northwest is defending Devon Branch.
Yeah, they knew that they had to try to make him a non-factor, and they've really done that. He's only got 9 points. He's 4 of 12 from the field, 1 of 5 from three-point range, and turned the ball over 5 times tonight.
Branch, a transfer from the Oregon Duck program. Off of the right side is Bullard. Now left is Kerr. Ball faker in the jumper from three-point range. Will go. A long rebound chased into the corner. It goes out of bounds, and the water jug has been overturned in the far right corner off of the Pittsburgh State bench. Northwest will inbound as good hustle and a good job by Funk realizing the ball was going to go out of bounds off of Pittsburgh State. Just kind of blocked a couple of Gorilla players from getting to it. Now we got a little bit of a flood over in the northeast corner of the arena. Off the right side, Kirker. Now to Funk, cross court, left side, Williams. Williams pressured and a hand check out front. And Jake Fuller will get called for the foul. That'll be his third. And that's the kind of call we saw early in the season.
Yeah, it was. But one we haven't seen until this point tonight.
55-39, Northwest Missouri State in front. That's the fifth team foul on the Gorillas. Inbound to Williams in the backcourt. He'll take it back into the front, looking at a 3-2 zone. Right side is Funk, cross court, left side Williams, in the left corner for Snyder. Now to Williams, to Funk. Funk with the dribble, top of the key, his pass tipped away on the right side, chases down and hustles after the pass. This was tipped by Cordray, but picked up by Northwest. Funk out front, lobs it into the right corner for Kirker. Low right for Kozad, out of a triple team, strip loose, and it's picked up by Branch. Here comes Pitt State on the break. Branch to the free throw line, pivots, goes out top of the key for Bullard, passes up the shot, now penetrates free throw line. Out front for Kerr. Thought about it. Now goes right wing. Bullard to three. Nothing but a...
That's three.
Jake Bullard with his first three of the game. Eighth on the season. And Northwest in front 55-42. Kirker to take it across the 10-second line. We'll give it to Funk. 9:25 left. Left side is Williams. Into the left corner for Snyder. Now to Williams. Cross court right side. Funk to the right wing. Kirker. Bounce pass. Low right goes in. Into the right corner for Snyder. Out front right for Funk. Bounce pass to Williams on the right, into the right corner. Snyder, the three, rims around and out. Rebound is Funk, and he'll bring it back out. Northwest has set up the offense. He's double-teamed in the right corner, and we'll call the timeout. 9:03 left, Northwest 55, Pittsburgh State 42. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
55-42, Northwest in front of Pitt State, 9:03. Left in the game, Deshaun Cooper getting set to check back in for Northwest. Kozad to the bench. Northwest going after this timeout with Cooper, Funk, Schneider, Starzl, and Kirker. The Gorillas coming out of the timeout. They're trailing red uniforms with the yellow trim and white numerals. They will have inside Trevor Gregory. Also on the floor is Sam Pugh, Ethan Cordray, Alex Williams out there. And also a lot of inbound for Northwest. All wing backcourt picked up by Funk and Trevor Gregory. So Pittsburgh State with that 3-2 zone, playing without Branch on the floor. Left side is Kirker. Kirker, Kresko, right side for Cooper. Cooper to the free throw line, back to Kirker. Now to Cooper. Kirker left wing, he takes the three. It's off the front of the rim, and the rebound inside, pulled down by Gregory for Pitt State. Now the right side goes to Pugh. Pugh to the baseline right, knock loose, and underneath the bucket, coming away with the Cooper for Northwest. Now it goes to Cooper, or rather Kirker, through the lane. The layup won't go, but he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Foul coming up on Connor Kerr. That will be Kerr's first foul, breaking the action with Northwest in front. 55-42, 8:34 left in the game. Back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com. 55-42, Northwest in front of Pitt State. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Connor Kirker going to the free throw line, foul before the timeout. The left-handed free throw shooter knocks down the first of two. His first free throw of the night. Came into this game a 90% shooter at the line, 26 of 29, one of two players for the Cats, shooting 90% from the free throw line. Kirker knocks down at the second, 57-42, Northwest, 8:30 left in the game. Into the front court, top of the key is Sam Pugh, looks left wing, Cordray, low left side for Gregory. Out front with a pass for Gustafson, down the lane, drives, and the layup is good as he worked his way through a couple of defenders and got it to fall. Now another timeout, this with 8:17 left, Northwest 57, Pitt State 44. Back after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
57-44 Northwest in front of Pitt State with 8:17 left. Matt, Pitt State with a couple quick timeouts here.
Yeah, it seems like between that and having the media timeout, it's almost like Coach Muff is trying to change the flow of the game. I mean, Northwest was getting into a good rhythm, especially offensively. It really started to build up that lead, but now he's trying to slow the game down and take them out of that rhythm.
And they go into full-court pressure following that May bucket in the timeout. Snyder in the backcourt finds Cooper. Long pass into the front court, left side for Kirker. Out of Funk, back to Kirker, left side. Right side pass finds Cooper. Now to Snyder, out left side, Kirker. Left wing is Funk. Dribbles, free throw line, lobs it in lane for Starzl. Spins right, off the glass, won't go, and the rebound put away by Gregory for the Gorillas. Alec Pugh into the front court, right side to the right wing. A left-handed dribble in front of the Gorilla bench. Spins, gets a right side for Williams. A three out front, rims out, rebound Northwest. Clearing it away is Funk for the Cats. Dribbles into the front court to the top of the key. Pushes the pass out front for Cooper. Lobs it into the right corner for Kirker. Back to Cooper. Quick chest pass left side finds Funk. Funk with the left-handed dribble. Pulls up out of a double team. And lobs the pass out front left for Cooper. He'll take it top of the key. 17 on the shot clock. Kirker right side out front. Lobs it right side for Cooper. Cooper on the wing. Gets caught for the travel. Made a little bit of a pivot move. Unfortunately, pulled up his pivot foot. And turnover will give it to Pittsburgh State. Being the 10th turnover for Northwest, the Gorillas have turned it over 14 times tonight. Branch, Kerr, and let's see, also Edie back into the ball game for Pittsburgh State. 57-44, Northwest in front. They've led the entire way, opened the game up on a 10-0 run, built a 13-point lead in the first half. They led by 16 here in the second half. 57-44, Northwest. Into the left corner is Gustafson. Jumps up through the lane with the shot off the glass. It's good. Second time we've seen Gustafson drive through the lane. He goes into double figures now with 11 points. Quickly the other way. Kirker spins left side. Lays it up. Misses too hard. Rebound. Starts on the putback block out of bounds where we got a foul. And this one will go on Branch inside. That will be his first. And this will get Stars over the free throw line. Seventh team foul on Pitt State. Northwest just four in the second half. Free throw by Dillon on the way. Rattles out. A rare miss for Stars on the line. Now 2-3 tonight. 57-46 Northwest in front. Cats as a team came into the game shooting over 75% at the free throw line. Starzl knocks down his second free throw. And now 58-46 Northwest lead. 6:44 left. Out front is Branch. Dribbles left wing. Out to the top of the key right side. Kerr. Looks right for Gustafson. Back right side. Kerr. Sets up. Wants the three off the back of the rim. And the rebound tipped loose by Bullard, but it's controlled by Northwest and Wallace. Across the timeline, left side Kirker. The three on the way. Nothing but net. 21 points for Kirker. And that is his fifth three of the game. Into the lane goes Bullard. And takes a jumper from 10. No, Wallace with the rebound for Northwest. Now to Cooper. 61-46 Northwest. 6:09 left. Left wing Kirker. Guarded by Branch. Now to Cooper. Right side is Wallace. Wallace to Cooper. Left side for Cooper, for Kirker. Back to Cooper. Right side. Deshaun trying to look into the lane and find Starzl. Wasn't able to. Now finds Wallace. Wallace right side. Goes back left for Cooper. He'll bring it out near the jump ball circle. As the Cats running their offense. Shot clock down to six. Cooper through the lane. Into the right corner. Wallace open with a three on the tip. And it won't go. High rebound. Fight for the rebound. Cooper from behind will get called for the foul. That'll be Deshaun's first foul. 15th foul on Northwest. Care to the bench, Gregory in for Pittsburgh State. Also Sam Pugh to check back into the ballgame and Ethan Cordray. 61-46 Northwest in front of Pitt State. 5:39 left.
And they were making that substitution. Four players in. Nobody on the bench. No players on the bench. They've only got nine guys in uniform right now.
61-46. Northwest in front. Branch into the front court right side. Left-handed dribble goes cross court left. Cordray. Cordray free throw line pulls up. Back left side for Pugh. Pugh right side for Branch. Branch drives left and a bump. And this will be on Wallace. In the case where Branch was really one a little bit off balance with that dribble. Leaned in a collision with Wallace. And Matt will pick up his second foul. Branch to inbound on the far sideline. 16th foul on Northwest. Kyle Slake into the game. We'll give Dillon Starzl a breather. Kyle picked up three quick fouls early in this second half. Inbound, left side goes to Pugh. Here the timeline, dribbles right. Now down the lane he goes. Stripped loose by Wallace on the baseline. Nearly picked away by Cooper as Wallace knocked the ball away, but Cooper couldn't hold on to it. It'll go out of bounds on the baseline right and belong to the Gorillas. 61-46, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cats led by 16, and this one inbound on the right side. Branch. Trying to work a screen by Williams. Dribbles left. Gets on the left wing. Cordray, a long three off the front of the rim, and the rebound Cooper for Northwest. Pitt State has really struggled from the three-point range. Now 5 of 17 on the right side. Crooker lobs it out front for Wallace. Quick pass in the lane, trying to find Kozad. Bobbled, picked up by Slake now, left side. Off the glass, and good. Off the blocks on the left. Kyle Slake with his first bucket of the game, 63-46. Northwest in front. Cross midcourt right side, Branch out of a double team. Finds inside in between a couple Bearcats. Pass goes to Trevor Gregory. Goes up with a shot. His first bucket of the second half, and it's a 63-48 lead for Northwest. Gregory on the game with 8 points. Average of 6 a contest. Kricker on the right sideline gets it to Cooper. Cooper have a double team. High post right for Kozad. In the lane he goes. Puts up the shot. Won't go. Leaned in. A little bit of a collision. And the ball goes to the Gorillas. Cardray. Cross court right side. Branch down the lane with the drive. And a whistle and a foul coming up. And this one will go on Northwest. Mr. Thomas Avila to make the call. And this will go on Grant Kozad. That'll be number 3 on Kozad. We're going to give this one on Crooker instead, so Crooker will pick up the foul, and that will be Connor's first foul, breaking the action now, 63-48 Northwest in front of Pitt State. 4:07 left. We'll be back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
63-48 Northwest in front of Pitt State with Matt Gwitter. I'm John Coffey. 4:07 left. Northwest coming in 4-4 on the season. The Gorillas 3-3. This is the opening conference game of the year. Earlier tonight, the Pittsburgh State women defeated the Northwest women by 2, 57-55. From the timeout, Devon Branch to the free throw line. The 6'6 junior transfer from the Oregon University program. He Ben, free throw is good. Now, this is a guy that shoots everything out on the floor with his left hand. That time he went up with a right-handed free throw. And we'll put up another right-handed free throw and knocks it down. 2-2 at the free throw line. Northwest up by 13. Full court pressure. Wallace out of a double team. Finds Slake underneath the Pitt State bucket. Now to Crooker. He'll race across the timeline to the right corner into a double team. Now that far right corner ball is knocked out of bounds by Gustafson. And the girls will inbound in the far right corner. Rashawn Cooper to inbound. Cats with Starzl, Slake, Wallace, Crooker and Cooper. Cooper to inbound. Gets the inbound to Wallace. A quick touch pass on the wing to Slake, who hands off to Wallace, and Northwest will set up the offense. Cooper right side drives to the baseline underneath the bucket. Left corner Wallace out front left. Wide open. Crooker jumper on the way. That one too hard. Long rebound. Chase down and hustling after Gregory for the Gorillas. Northwest by 13. 3:40 left. On the right side, Bullard. Bullard. Low left side with the angle pass goes low left for Gregory. Back out front for Branch. Drives the lane. A scoop layup as he drives through. Rims out. Rebound. Put back off the glass is good. And the foul is Terrell Eady. Got the board in the bucket. And he'll go to the free throw line.
And again, Branch has a teammate save him on kind of a circus shot that was unnecessary. An offensive rebound and points for Pittsburgh State.
Wallace with his third foul. Slate to the bench. Grant Cozad in for Northwest. Felitti to the line, a 6'5 senior out of Bronx, New York. Played at Monroe College before moving into the Gorilla program. Knocks down the free throw. And a 63-53 lead for Northwest. 3:22 left in the game. Cooper, right sideline, a long pass for Crooker. Crooker finds Starzl, drives in, slams it down. Took it into the lane, one step, leaped up and knocks down the slam dunk. 14 points for Starzl, 65-53 Northwest. Just over 3 minutes left. Upside down the lane, trying to go with a behind-the-back pass was Edie. It's stripped away by Crooker. Crooker, two-on-two break through the lane, and it's fouled. And this will send Connor back to the free throw line, this time with 2:58 left in the game. So Cats trying to hold on to a double-digit lead this evening after seeing a couple of those go by the wayside against Drury and Truman State over the weekend. Crooker to the line. 2 of 2 from there tonight, averaging 11 points on the season, and he's got 21 tonight. Left-handed free throw good.
Nice to see him. It's nice to see Connor Crooker carry over from last year and what he's done in the early part of this season. He's got that confidence level. It's great to see a guy get that early in his career.
Knocks down the second free throw. 23 points tonight for Connor. Last night on the coach's show, Coach McCollum talking about how Connor came into camp really ready to go. Now pass goes low, knocked out of bounds by Cooper as he went low underneath for Trevor Gregory at 6'7", had the ball around his waist in. Deshaun Cooper at 5'8 was able to knock it out of bounds.
Hey, Gregory fell to the ground hard, hoping to get a foul call. If somebody half your size can rip you down that hard, there's a problem.
Inbound goes to Gustafson. Looks low right side for Kerr. Kerr into the right corner. Gustafson once again drives the baseline. Reverse layup off the left side. Good.
Say what, he's been their spark offensively in this second half.
He's got 13 points total. Had 7 at halftime. And now with 13 for the game. And it's 2:41 left. Northwest Missouri State in front of Pittsburgh State, 67-55. Timeout by the Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at
660-582-8800. Cats up by 12, 67-55 as they lead Pittsburgh State. 2:41 left in this game, and Northwest has never trailed in this one.
No, and it's good to see that they've maintained that double-digit lead. Like to see them, I'm greedy. Like to see them even build it up a little bit here over the last couple of minutes. You wouldn't think there to be a big threat for the Gorillas to make a comeback at this point, but still, got to see it get done so we know that Northwest can do it. We know they can do it, but we just want to see them get it done on the court.
Cats trying to go over the 500 mark on the season and win the opening game of the MIAA schedule. They came in 4-4 on the year. Pittsburgh State 3-3. Northwest will face full court pressure as Cozad gets the inbound to Wallace. Back to Cozad underneath the Gorilla bench. Rather underneath their bucket. Now to Wallace out near the timeline. A bounce pass into the front court left side for Cooper. He's immediately double teamed out of a trap. Gets the pass left side for Cozad. Goes to Wallace cutting through the lane right side for Crooker. Now to Cooper as they play keep away from Pittsburgh State with 2:23 left. Cooper out near the timeline, dribbles in front of the scores table, through the lane, through traffic, right side for Crooker. Now to Wallace out front with 9 on the shot clock, sets up back to Crooker on the wing, knocks it down. Another 3 for Connor Crooker, this time from the right wing. He's got 26 points tonight, 70-55, Northwest in front of Pittsburgh State. On the right side, Kerr to the baseline, cut off by Starzl, in the left corner finds Gustafson, the 3 on the way, good. But Gustafson, as you mentioned, has really been a spark, and I think he might be the most consistent player the girls have right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a spark offensively. The problem is he hasn't had a team to help make a fire. You know, he's made shots. He's made plays. He's actually done the things in this second half that we thought we'd see Branch do in this ball game: drive to the bucket, make those shots up at the rim, hit an outside shot like he just did a moment ago when he needs to. Branch hasn't been doing that. Gustafson's been doing that, but nobody else is picking up where he's getting that started. So that's why Northwest has been able to maintain this lead.
And they're up 70-58. Their largest lead of the game now at 17 with 1:56 left. Breaking the huddle for Northwest, Cozad along with Cooper, Crooker, Wallace, and Starzl. Coach Muff for the Gorillas, some final words before sending his team out. Gustafson still out there along with Kerr, Branch, also Gregory, and Bullard. Cozad inbound on the baseline, runs the baseline, gets the inbound against full court pressure, finds Crooker. Now back to Cozad. Left side for Wallace into the front court with the dribble. Pump from behind by Branch. That'll stop the clock with 1:50 left. And this will send Matt Wallace to the free throw line. This will be Wallace's first trip to the line tonight on the year, an 86% shooter, 6 of 7. Ninth team foul on the Gorillas. So a one-on-one opportunity, and he knocks down the first. 3 points for Matt tonight, the 6'1 junior out of Belleville, or rather Bellevue, Nebraska. Second free throw, and that one's good. 72-58 Northwest. Cats in half-court pressure here as Buller will take it across the timeline, met by Connor Kirker. Trapped out front with Cozad. Dribbles out of that to the left side. High post left, the pass goes to Gregory. Out front right side, Kerr. Ball fake goes right to Branch. Branch guarded by Wallace. Spins on Wallace down the lane right side. Ball knocked loose by Wallace, and it'll come away with the end of the lane. Good defense by Northwest. Alley goes to Cooper down the left sideline through traffic. And ball knocked loose from behind by Branch. Picked up by Kerr. Alley goes right side and a foul. As they got it to Bullard, but a foul coming up on Northwest. And Matt Wallace will pick up his fourth foul. 1:24 left. Northwest in front, 72-58. Cats have never trailed. Opened up a 10-0 lead to start this game, led by 13 in the first half. And they built a 17-point lead here in the second half. And it may have been down to single digits just briefly at 9 in the second half. The free throw missed by Bullard. Northwest with the rebound, 1:20 left. Into the front court, Kirker dribbles to the right sideline, out of a trap, brings it back right side for Wallace. Wallace is double-teamed out front. And a reach-in foul coming up to stop the clock as Pittsburgh State gets called for the foul.
Pitt State, number 5, Devin Branch, his third foul. His
third foul of the game for Devon Branch. And to the line, Matt Wallace. Fresh off of the knocking two down just a moment ago, and he's hit three in a row now as he hits the first. 73-58 Northwest. Second free throw by Wallace is good. 74-58. Bearcats in front of the Gorillas. On the right side, Gustafson launches the long three. Won't go. Starzl clears the rebound. Long alley goes to Crooker. Crooker through the lane. Pulls up and is fouled from behind by Branch. Stops the clock with 1:01 left. Trying to go to the line to shoot two. So Branch will pick up his fourth foul. Crooker with a free throw rims around, hangs on the rim, and rolls off to the right. His first miss at the free throw line tonight, 4 of 5 from there. And overall, he is 18 of 14 from the field, but 6 of 9 at the free throw line. Another free throw, good. 27 points for Crooker. Pitt State with it, and a pass tipped by Cozeb, and now in the lane, stolen away by Cooper for Northwest. He races across the timeline to the bucket right side, blocked away by Bullard. It will go out of bounds in the right corner. Northwest will inbound with 46.5 seconds left in this ball game. Into the ball game comes Terrell Eady for Pittsburgh State as Alex Williams goes to the sideline. Inbound out front for Kirker. Kirker at the top of the key. Dribbles left side. And hooks the pass right side for Cooper with 39 seconds left. Now to Cooper. through the lane. A little runner in the lane, rims around, out, rebound Edie for the Gorillas. Out it goes to Gustafson through the lane, right side. And a little runner after a double clutch won't go. Edie with the board to reach over, and we've got a foul coming up with 23.5 seconds left. And this one will go on Northwest. I'll give this one on Kozad. That'll be his third, and this will get Edie to the free throw line. Teague still having fun in this one. 23.5 seconds left.
They're chanting, "I believe we just won," so put zeros on the clock. I'm good with it.
Yeah, that works for me. Edie misses the first, another one on the way. And that one is good. 75-59, Northwest Missouri State. Full court pressure out of the Gorillas. Inbound goes to Cooper, left side. Cooper dribbling through traffic into the front court right. Now they give it to Kozad. Kozad scoops the pass left side for Walls. A hook pass back to Kozad, trying to work out the clock with 9 seconds left. Now to Cooper. Cooper on the right wing. Dribbling into a double team into the right corner for Crooker. Hold on to the ball with 2 seconds left. The clock will sound, and Northwest Missouri State will pick up the win as they win the first conference game of the season, defeating Pitt State 75-59. They go to 5-4 on the year, 1-0 in conference play. Pitt State falls to 3-4 and 0-1 in MIAA play. Again, 75-59 the win for the Bearcats over Pitt State. We'll be back and begin our post-game activities, sponsored by Championship Motors, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State men's team leads from wire to wire as they defeat Pittsburgh State tonight at 75-59. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, good win for the Northwest men.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, we saw them hang on to a double-digit lead that they built up in the second half, which I think is a good step. You know, like I said, I don't think the competition level is as big as those other double-digit leads that we've talked about that they lost previously. But just the fact that they went out, got the job done, that's something that's going to help them, especially mentally, is the big thing, knowing that you just go out and you keep working late in the ball game like you did to build up that lead, you're going to be able to maintain that lead.
Boy, defensively for Northwest, they really took Pittsburgh State out of their offense.
Yeah, they did. You know, the one that they were worried about, Devon Branch, they made him a non-factor tonight, and that's big. You know, a lot of times there's guys that come in and you think, you know, he's probably going to get his 20 points, 24 points, whatever it is. But they felt like they could probably slow him down and stop him, and they did that tonight to a point where not only did he not score many points, but I think he had like 6 turnovers, didn't shoot the ball real well, and so he kind of became a problem for his team thanks to the way Northwest played defense.
And on the offensive side, a good inside-outside game out of the Bearcats.
Absolutely. You know, they started the game pounding it inside. It opened it up from the outside. They shot real well from three-point range in the first half. And then even coming out from halftime, they started to pound it down inside right away to start the second half. So that just opened up the playbook, let them basically do what they wanted to do tonight offensively.
And it resulted in a win for Northwest as the Cats defeat Pittsburgh State 75-59. We'll be back to have the extra effort word and more for you on our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about things he's thankful for.
It is the Thanksgiving season, and a great time to really reflect on all the blessings that we have and gratitude. And I've had an opportunity to go meet with a variety of partners, but also then some donors and friends in Chicago. And, you know, I think about the legacy of the last 108 years or so of Northwest Missouri State and the region, and it's huge. And so I give thanks to our region because, you know, the Northwest Missouri and the surrounding regions are so very special. And you and I talk about, you know, how important university is to the community, to the region, but vice versa. I mean, it's all part of that relationship that's so special. So I can certainly start there, and then we can go on from there, John. I mean, our students, I'll tell you what, I'm just so thankful for our students because they're Bearcats, and they understand the Bearcat legacy. And, you know, as they go through their learning process, they understand that the green and white Bearcat Nation, for what we stand, is very, very important. So students, critical, and obviously you have to focus on your people, faculty, and staff. And I think as you look around the research, most organizations talk about people being their greatest asset. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, most organizations really do believe that. But at Northwest, there's no question that faculty play a very special role, as do staff, in the development of our students and in our mission of focusing on student success, every student, every day. So the people side, just absolutely critical, John. And, you know, that extends into our alumni and friends, family, 70,000 plus strong.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Champion Gym Owners.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest with the 75-59 win over Pittsburgh State in the men's portion of our doubleheader tonight. Matt, a lot of players really put it together, stellar performance out of Northwest tonight, but one stands out.
Yeah, you can't argue with the guy who scores a career high. I mean, last year he scored 24 against Northeastern State, and we thought that was pretty incredible for a freshman, but he came out tonight just nice and smooth. Connor Crooker hit 6 of 9 on threes. We saw him hit threes as part of the offense. He hit a transition three there late in the second half, finished 5 of 6 at the free throw line, 4 assists to go along with that, a few rebounds, so did it in all facets of the game tonight.
Connor Crooker, our extra effort award winner, Northwest with the win, 75-59 over Pitt State. We'll be back and have more for you, including an interview with the head coach of the Bearcats, Finn McCollum. That's all coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 75-59, the final score. Northwest Missouri State with a win over Pittsburgh State. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. And Ben, a good win for your team tonight, leading from the opening tip to the final buzzer.
Yeah, you know, I thought defensively we were really locked in. We were rotating, flying around, and able to guard some of the drives that they have and obviously slow down number five. I thought our kids gave good effort, good energy. I thought in the second half especially we expanded on our lead, which was nice to see. I think we went over that in practice quite a bit on what we need to do to make sure that we keep those leads and keep it on teams and keep fighting and competing. And I thought we did a good job of that tonight, and we need to continue that.
Yeah, and when you talk about the job defensively, Devon Branch came in averaging almost 24 points a game, held down to 11. And it just really seemed like as the game went along, he got more frustrated out on the floor because of the type of defense you guys were playing.
Yeah, we had a good scouting report, on some of his moves and tendencies and stuff like that. And we have two, Bryson started on him, and then we have Matt and Tyler, who we kind of bring in to be able to slow him down and stop him. And they executed exactly what we wanted them to do. And then, obviously, our rotations were great, which I think probably forced quite a few turnovers. I don't have the turnovers in front of me. Yes, I do. 17 turnovers. Yeah, I mean, there you go. That was kind of the story of the game. But we gave up only 9-0 boards. That's not too bad.
And offensively, a good inside-out game tonight. You had some good play inside, but you were able to kick it back out, and the guys out on the perimeter knocked down some threes for you tonight.
Yeah, they really sunk down on the post. They really, really sunk down. I mean, they were trying to eliminate that, and our guys did a good job of continuing to go inside, and basically what we called them was gunshots. When we get on the gun, the shooting machine that we have, it comes from in, and those guys shoot 80% on that. Well, if it's an inside-out three, that increases your percentage, 10, 15, 20%. And so we really like those kind of shots, and hopefully we continue to get them. People keep plugging down on us. We've got guys that can knock down shots. And then, Cooper's going to start making his layups. He missed five layups that he always makes. He's just still trying to get himself back into rhythm, and he will.
And Connor Kirker, a big game tonight.
Yeah, he found himself open on those little post feeds, and then Deshaun makes it easy on him. He drives in there and kicks, and even if he doesn't find Connor, he finds somebody that finds Connor, and so he gets a lot of what we call hockey assists, the pass to set up the pass. And so that's just as important as the pass, and everybody played well together. Our kids, they were playing well against the other teams too. I think I learned a lot coaching wise, just me being a better coach, with the expectations and stuff like that, hey, the way I am as a coach, I've got to be the hunter. That's just how I am. I'm not good at being the prey, so I had to change my mentality of the expectations, and we had to change our mentality as a team of, hey, you got to go hunt. You got to go get those things and be the predator as opposed to the prey. And, I thought we did a good job of that tonight. Hopefully we continue it.
Good win tonight. You look ahead. You've got another home game on Saturday night. Emporia State comes to town.
Yeah, and they're good. They're really good this year. So they'll be tough, and it'll probably be Just like tonight, a battle and a close game, and we're going to have to be ready.
And before I let you go here, just talk a little bit about the crowd tonight and the job the Teaks did tonight to keep everybody fired up.
Man, that's so neat when they come. I mean, I don't think they understand how much our kids appreciate it and how much I appreciate it and our staff appreciates it. And it just, you can't say enough as to what that adds for an environment. Because when those guys come, not only do they create an environment, but they make it enjoyable for everyone to be here. Because they give energy to the gym. You know, I mean, we could have 2,000 people. If they're sitting there, you know, it's almost a lifeless gym. You know, there's no energy. When they give life to that gym, you know, I think it's contagious. And then everybody kind of is like, oh, this is kind of fun to come to basketball games. And it adds to some stuff. I don't know what we can do for them to continue to get them to come, but we got to find a way to get them to come.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you, John.
That's the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, Northwest with the win, 75-59 over Pitt State. We'll be back and wrap up our doubleheader right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristateFordandLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, a doubleheader split for Northwest and Pittsburgh State. Again, the men are winning here tonight, 75-59. Earlier tonight, it was the Pittsburgh State women with a 57-55 win over Northwest. And Matt, in that game, a tough loss for Northwest after playing right with the Gorillas all the way through, but just couldn't quite make the plays down the stretch.
Yeah, it was frustrating because there were some opportunities with some missed free throws and things like that down the stretch that Pittsburgh State had. Northwest with a couple of inbound plays with just under 7 seconds to go to try to get the ball up, down by two. Just couldn't get it done, but, you know, hopefully you need to try to take positives to get better, I think, personally, you know. And hopefully the players can look at what they did during the ball game, figure out maybe something they can do just a little bit better, because if everybody gets just a little bit better each game, that's what really can improve an entire basketball team.
And a big task ahead coming up on Saturday. Two very good Emporia State teams come to Bearcat Arena to face Northwest Saturday night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially when you look at that women's team, it seems like we say it every year. They're in the top five, and they're there again, ranked number three. So it's going to be a very quality basketball team, and again, another opportunity for the Bearcat women's team to get better, because that's how you get better. You play quality opponents like that.
And Northwest men facing a very good Emporia State team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they It just seems like all the teams in the MIAA, the similarities that you see is they get good quality athletes, and a lot of them know how to play the game of basketball, and you see it night in and night out. So it almost feels repetitive, but it isn't. It's just every team is that way in the MIAA.
Big day on Saturday. It starts at 11 in the morning on the Bearcat Radio Network with our pregame before the noon at kickoff, Northwest and St. Cloud State in the Division II quarterfinals. That'll be a fun game, too.
Yeah, it really should. You know, anytime you're in the playoffs, it's exciting. You look at St. Cloud State coming off an upset against the second-seeded Minnesota State Mankato. They started their travels down this way today, you know, so you just kind of know it's getting a little bit closer, and hopefully we can get a huge crowd out there. I know it's going to be a little bit cold, but hopefully we can see another big crowd out there at Bearcat Stadium. That's one thing, you know, I've talked to a couple people up at St. Cloud State, and they kind of want to know, you know, so what's the crowd going to be like, you know, things like that, because, you know, this is a type of atmosphere, you don't want to take it for granted, because teams like St. Cloud State, they're going to come into this environment. Yeah, it's going to be a Bearcat-heavy crowd, but it's going to be exciting for these guys to play in front of that many people. So hopefully we can get a lot of people wearing green, even if it has to be thick green on Saturday.
All right. Well, a good one here tonight.
Yeah, it absolutely was.
Again, Northwest Missouri State with the win in this men's game. Northwest Missouri State winning this one 74-59. The Bearcat men go to 5-4 on the year. Pittsburgh State falls to 3-4. Northwest 1-0 in the conference, Pittsburgh State 0-1. And for the Northwest women, after a 57-55 loss to Pittsburgh State, they fall to 2-5 and 0-1 in conference play. Don't forget, a big day on the Bearcat Radio Network on Saturday. It starts at 11 a.m. Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee, followed by the noon kickoff, Northwest and St. Cloud State. And then on Saturday evening, a doubleheader of basketball. The Northwest men and women will face Emporia State. The women's game will tip off at 5:30 and the men at 7:30, both right here along the Bearcat Radio Network beginning at 5:10. So essentially a triple header of sports on Saturday along the Bearcat Radio Network. Thanks to everyone involved with their broadcast, Matt Gorder here at Bearcat Arena, and engineering the Bearcat Radio Network tonight, Brandon Travis along with Anthony Leggett. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.